Chapter 2. Dom had been so pleased when she'd agreed to spend Christmas with his family, and Mum had been fine about it, but Sophie felt guilty leaving her on her own. Now you're engaged, you are going to be part of his family, and he is in ours, so I think that's a great idea, darling, Mum had enthused, going on to say she'd be fine. After all, she'd see her for New Year. Anyway, it's a good time for you to get to know Dom's parents, your in-laws-to-be, she'd finished. Some joke. They were mainly the trouble. She'd met them briefly a couple of times when they'd come to London from their home in Cornwall, and it had been fine. But now, stuck here in the cold, dark winter, with them and his sister Jade, and Vince, her creepy boyfriend, Sophie longed to be home with Mum. With Christmas Day fast approaching, she felt upset that Mum would be alone. If only Dad was still here. She put on her coat and woolly hat and went out in the garden, through the gate and up onto the cliffs above the sea. The waves were crashing on the shore, the smell of salt in the air. It was a beautiful place, the dramatic sweep of the land, the pale winter sun dancing on the water. If only she and Dom were here alone together, it would be heaven. She took out her mobile and rang home. Hi, Mum. You okay? Busy running round after all these animals, but otherwise, yes. I'm a bit nervous about Cleo, Jamie and Wilfred's parrot. She's quite a diva. Her mum laughed. So, how are you? It must be lovely down there, wild and romantic. You said they live by the sea. It's beautiful, it's just... She sighed. They fight all the time, squabble over the slightest thing, and Dom's sister, Jade, has this weird boyfriend who keeps lurching my way. I'm certainly not encouraging him, but she thinks I am, so she keeps throwing me dirty looks. He's a creep, positively the last person I'd want to be with. There was a silence for a moment, and she wondered if Mum could hear her. She wasn't sure how good the signal...